passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show, every week we like to bring new, different, interesting, and fascinating people that cover a plethora of different things for your enjoyment. In just a few minutes, I will be introducing tonight's guest. But first, I do want to remind people that this is a live call-in show. So if you'd like to be part of the conversation, you can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. There you will see information about tonight's guest. You can click through to our website. And you can post your question or comment, and we'll bring it on air for you. Now, this show does air six more times. So if you are listening to a replay, which you're listening, if it's not between 6 and 7 on Eastern Sunday night, you're listening to a replay, you can still come to the Facebook page. You can put out your question or comment. I do reach out to the guest if it's a question you want them to answer. And I pick them up at the ankles, I shake them upside down, and I get the question out of them. You know, somebody told me that sounded violent once, and it really isn't. It's funny, but if you think it's violent, I got a good therapist you can go to. Anyways, it's moving right along. So as always, we start tonight's show with my hot topic. Now, hot topics either make me feel warm and fuzzy, or they make me feel hot under the collar. Tonight, unfortunately, I've been having a lot of hot under the collars recently. I'm trying to get back to some more warm and fuzzies, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way because I've got to deal with what's coming, what's going on in the world that I'd like to comment on and I'd like to make you aware of. And then I'd like to get our guest to comment on tonight. So as we all know, we have a hurricane coming that's going to be hitting us pretty soon, or hitting the East Coast. I'm up in Nashua, New Hampshire. It probably is not going to make it this far. But the Carolinas, Georgia, they're all at risk. It's hovering over there. The last time there was a category, a storm of this size, there was 37 deaths, and there was $8 billion of damage, and that was in 1998, I mean, in this little section of the country last time. They had a hurricane of this size. No laughing matter. Yet our bully-in-chief seems to think that it's funny. He sounds like a second grader going, oh, and there'll be high winds, and oh, it will be exciting. A little inappropriate, but, you know, we're kind of getting used to that. The people that take delight in his childish delight, well, I'm sorry. I find a hurricane and potential loss of money and life and stuff, I find it kind of serious. But that's not what my problem was. My problem was that he has decided that some reputable institutions, the government of Puerto Rico, inflated the death toll of Hurricane Maria, just to make him look bad. Now, if you look up a picture of a definition, a pictorial definition of narcissist, you would see our bully in chief. He makes completely unfounded allegations and has paranoia that goes off the scale. And I just have to comment on this one because, you know, I love Puerto Rico. I've been there many times. I have friends that have family in Puerto Rico. It was desperate times. It was horrible times. There was a lot of things that could have been done differently. There was a lot of loss of life, and a lot of sickness, and it still hasn't fully recovered. They're still struggling. There were a lot of broken promises. There were people that made money off of them that did not supply the services. It is a horrendous black mark on how we deal with these kind of issues when you look at all the facts. not the Democratic or Republican view, but the facts. And you talked to the people who actually had friends and family there that they lost contact with for great periods of time, and even had people that lost their lives because there was not that, because the response to that was not good. And now our bully in chief is saying, oh no, you made up the other 2,936 people dying to make me look bad, because that's what you do, because I can't stand there and say, there were 3,000 people that lost their lives and we have to look at how we can do better next time and take responsibility, because as our president, I need to take responsibility when things like that go wrong, because I should have been overseeing it and not playing golf. So it got me a little hot under the collar. It gets me hot under the collar for two reasons. One, it's very disrespectful to Puerto Rico, which I still hear people, some people say, why should we care about a foreign country? Well, that concerns me that they don't know that Puerto Rico is part of the United States. That's a sad statement. But it also bothers me because it is just so disrespectful at the loss of life. And it is again being used in the political ball game to kick around a ball, to be their fault, he said, she said. I'm the good guy, they're the bad guy. And I am just so sick and tired of all of those aspects of politics. And I'm sure many of you are as well. But what I want to tell you is, this is not the time to turn away. It's not the time to walk away. It's not the time to get quiet. It's the time to speak out. It's the time to make a difference. It's the time to know what kind of questions to ask and to change what's going to Washington on the state level, because you can do that. You can change who you're sending to Washington if who you're sending to Washington is playing who's got the ball, meaning who's in charge of the House and the Senate and the President, and we're only going to listen to the people that give us lots of money, i.e. lobbyists and corporations. If your people that you're sending to Washington support that reality, I don't care what their platform is, because they don't care what their platform is. They'll say whatever they need to say, but they're going to do what supports the people that write them their $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 checks. So that's my hot topic. That being said, I'm going to bring in today's guest. Today's guest, she is a holistic health practitioner, a master herbalist. I wonder if she's got herbs to solve this. We'll have to ask her. Nutrition consultant, naturopath, who helps you get back to a natural state of stress, of health, by providing you with an educated approach to your body. We have on today's show none other than Dr. Jody McDonald, PhD, and you can find out more about her at naturewayholistichealth.com. Dr. Jody, welcome. How are you today?
I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm just all wound up and ready to rumble.
But
you probably could figure that out. So the first part of the show
I have family down in the Carolinas.
Okay. And are they getting out? Are they? Do you know if they're paying attention to the evacuation order, or are they going to button up and hold on?
Some of them are going to button up and hold on.
So I'm curious, how do you feel about that?
I'm a little skeptical. It's a pretty big storm coming in, but they do know how to take care of themselves. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that, you know, the storm isn't as bad as they say it's going to be. So,
you know, it's a tough call. I actually, before Hurricane Katrina, was in New Orleans when they said that a hurricane, I think it was a couple hurricanes before Katrina, was going to hit the city and devastate it. And I was not in a position to really go anywhere, so I was staying to enjoy the hurricane parties, which they have really good hurricane parties in New Orleans, and ride out the hurricane. So I understand from that side of it, but I saw a Facebook post from a friend of mine, and her brother is a first responder down in that area, and she was like, please don't put my brother's life at risk because you want to prove you're macho. Was her the basic content of her Facebook message. Like, the first responders are going to have to go out and save your butt and could possibly lose their life because you decided to be a thrill seeker. Please don't do that. Respect the fact that they have families as well. And it isn't just you that, you know, because we don't here, when you're on the continental United States, at least we don't throw you away. Now, if you're on an island in the Caribbean and belong to us, it's a different story. So, what comments do you have about that story that I shared before we move on to your part of the show, which is the rest of the show?
Well, I think it's wrong that, the United States is considering Puerto Rico not part of the United States, or that the majority of the people don't even know. I saw, pictures of the devastation and whatnot down there, and the loss of lives. And I think that there was more that we could have done. Even with the storm coming in, there's more preparation that could be done. Because there could be some loss of lives.
What do you think? I don't know if you had heard the comment before, if you'd heard anything about him saying that that our bullion chief, talking about the loss of, it was really only 64 people. You made up the rest to make me look bad. How does that make you feel when the president of our country says stuff like that?
Well, I think he is not telling the whole truth. I do believe that, there are some things that he does that not a lot of people agree with. I personally try and stay out of it. I'm actually very busy, so I try not to pay attention anyway. But yeah, that does aggravate me because there were more lives lost than that.
I think the fact that we have allowed any of our politicians to play last loose and fast with the truth and go, oh, well, they're politicians, shame on us. I think that it is a reflection of our lack of integrity when we allow that to happen and we don't speak out. And this isn't pro or anti-Trump. It's not pro or anti-Republican or Democrat. It's we have been conditioned like Pavlov's dog to put up with a big, huge pile of dog shit and not say anything about it. And I think that if we want our integrity to come back as a country, we need to start speaking up more and stop being like, it's not my problem. Because it is. It is our problem. It's our country. It's our problem.
Well, we have the right to overthrow our government. That's, it was put into the Bill of Rights. It was put into the independence reports and everything that everybody signed. I mean, our forefathers put together these conditions for us, and now it's almost like every time you turn around, they're trying to take one of our rights away from us. As far as the lobbyists and governments go, especially in the field that I'm into, I think that things should change. I think that, healthcare insurance should not be mandatory because there are other options for people out there. So those that are paying for insurance, some that can't pay for insurance, they get in fined for not having insurance. So these are the things that we have to take back to our government and say, hey, look, something needs to happen.
And I couldn't agree more. I was actually just yesterday, I was at an eye doctor's and they said, do you have insurance? And I said, as a moral and ethical decision, I refuse to buy insurance I won't use because the insurance that they want me to buy will gear me towards getting sicker than getting healthier. And it will not support preventative health care, and it will not support me to go to a naturopath. It won't support me to buy herbs. It won't support me to stay in good health. It is only going to support me to make the AMA and the pharmaceutical companies richer, and you want me to pay for the privilege for you to make me sick. So I refuse to do it, even if you fine me, which I frankly think is unconstitutional, and I think it needs to be challenged. I don't think you should ever have to pay a fee for not engaging in something that you do not agree with and you do not participate in. But, anyways.
Agree with that 100%.
So, Dr. Jody, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes before we get our first break. But then all the rest of the segments are you getting to name the topic or the things you want to share. And I always start with, where would you like to take my listeners outside the box? Where would you like to stretch their comfort zone about something that you think that they probably don't have a good understanding about?
As far as, what we do, I mean, the holistic and alternative medicine has actually been around longer than the AMA has been. I believe that we've been, again, brainwashed into believing what the doctor says goes. So coming out of that box, learn a little bit more about holistic medicine. We do a lot with energy work, I know you do as well. So a lot of people don't understand that. So I encourage people to look into that and find out what it's all about. You know, go see somebody that does energy work, experience some of the energy work. Because I believe a lot of people think it's either taboo or they're afraid of what's going to happen, or, you know, what the whole procedure is all about. And, you know, as far as, you know, getting your health better in an alternative way instead of what, you know, the doctors say, you know, again, come outside that box. Don't be afraid to step outside and say, you know, I want to be better. I'm going to go and do this alternative thing and see how it works out for me. Because for a lot of people, it works out really, really well. The not so great thing about waiting that long is people wait way too long. And sometimes it's just, it's too late to do anything about it, even in an alternative world. So that's what I like to tell people about going outside the box.
You know, and one of the things that I try to encourage listeners to do, both here and on my TV show, is that, you know, there are two kinds of MDs. There are managing director MDs, and they're the minority, but that number is growing. And they're the ones that say, it's your body, it's your life, it's your healthcare. What do you want to include? And my job is to be open and try to work with it all. That, you know, speak what I know about and shut up and listen to what I don't. Not try to comment on something that I don't know about. And then you have the other kind of MDs, which are minor deities that want you to, you know, bow at their altar and say, yes, boss, and do whatever they say and don't talk back to them. And if they say you're going to be dead in 6 months, you better not live 6.5 months because you're going to be, you know, on their bad list because you were supposed to die in 6 months. They told you so.
Right.
So
right.
I think
a lot of people will have that in their head, so they'll.
Yep, they'll. So our music is playing. So they will die in 6 months. Sorry. We'll be right back with Dr. Jody here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on OM Times. We are on with Dr. Jody McDonald. She is a holistic health practitioner, master herbalist, nutrition consultant, naturopath, who helps you get back to a natural state of health by providing you with an educated approach to your body. And you can learn more about her at naturewayholistichealth.com. Remember, we are a live call-in show. If you have questions for Dr. Jody or comments, call in at 202-570-7057, and I know she'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Wouldn't you, Dr. Jody?
Of course.
Of course.
I'm always happy.
I'm always happy. Okay. So we did outside the box. So now we're going to move to the next section of the show. Where I ask you to take people behind the curtain. Have you listened to any of my shows? Do you know what the quiz is?
Not exactly, no.
Okay. So because you haven't listened, you have to pay the penalty before you can answer the question of where you want to take people outside the box. You have to take the quiz. So what movie did this come from? Ignore the Man Behind the Curtain.
It's Wizard of Oz.
Yes, it's Wizard of Oz. It's that moment when the dog, I love the fact that it was Toto, uncovers that the great and powerful Oz is really just a scam artist pulling a bunch of levers behind a screen. And in today's world, we got a lot of scam artists pulling a lot of levers behind a lot of screens, and we're getting given a lot of things which are just not true. So we're asking you to now take us behind the curtain and expose us to a truth that you think has really been being misrepresented, whether by accident or intentionally, to leave certain people in power or make certain people money. So what truth would you like to expose our listeners to?
I would actually love to talk about the actual facts of the sun and the importance of it. The negative aspects that have been coming out regarding the sun and sun cancer is actually made up by the sunscreen manufacturers and the pharmaceutical companies. And it's actually the sunscreens that are causing all these problems. The amount of toxic chemicals in the sunscreens, there are natural ones out there. But also they protect you, or they say they protect you from the wrong UVB ray. They're protecting you from the UVB, which is the ray that actually helps the body. It converts it into vitamin D. It helps, you know, from cancer. And it's the UVA that they're not protecting you from. And the UVA is the actual ray that gives you cancer. So a lot of people are completely brainwashed thinking that the sun is so dangerous, and it's not. You know, if you have a lack of sunshine in your life, you can come down with many illnesses. You know, some with pain, some with, you know, having that cancer, being fatigued, you know, all kinds of chronic illnesses because of the lack of sun exposure from people.
Well, and, you know, and you have SAD, which is tied to people when they live in parts of the country or they go through periods where they're not getting enough sun, and it literally also creates depression. And as you and I both know, you know, depression weakens the immune system. So it makes us
more susceptible.
Yeah. I find that fascinating. Something that no one has ever talked about on any of my shows is what you just shared. And I've been on the air for 13 years. So congratulations. I've heard something totally new.
Thank you. I
appreciate that.
It's been a big subject lately, so.
Yeah, and that, you know, and things will cycle up and cycle down as big subjects. I do understand. It's like I look, if I go out in the sun and I forget to put on my sunscreen, which I do use at this point because I've not been part of this dialogue, my attention's been elsewhere. And I have a convertible, and in the summer I like my top down. And I end up looking like a drunken Irishman. My nose gets all red and I look like I've been on a 3-day bender. What natural things could I be doing that would help give my skin some protection without blocking out something that's going to give me that very much needed vitamin D and other things you get from sunlight?
Right. Well, you want to be careful, again, what you put on your skin. A lot of times I tell people, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your skin, because it goes directly into your bloodstream and also causing problems. But some natural sunscreens out there is coconut oil. Believe it or not, a lot of people ask me a lot of questions about that. I have tried it out. I'm Irish myself. I'm a lobster and I turn white. But it does work. Another thing is raspberry seed oil, grape seed oil, those kinds of things actually help you from the sun. Putting on aloe vera, obviously, right after the sun. Staying out of the sun at peak times, you know, as best you can, because some people can't. And things with, you know, some of the zincs, you just got to be really, really careful it doesn't have any nanoparticles in the zinc. But those are some of the natural sunscreens that you could use.
So now I want to ask you this question, because I suspect I know the answer, but I haven't had a chance to research it. And since you're the expert, I'm going to let you be the expert. I have started seeing things pop across my screen that are headlines that are saying, you know, coconut oil has been proven to be ineffective. Coconut oil is actually dangerous, just a new age hype. Coconut oil is the worst thing you could do. So they're going after coconut oil because it's got too popular. Is there any concerns or cautions? Because I love coconut oil. I get organic coconut oil. That's all I'll use is the organic stuff. Mm-hmm. But are there cautions about coconut oil? Should I not be taking a couple of spoonfuls a day? You're telling me I should, you know, like put some on my face, which is great because I always think of oil as actually increasing the burn. So I'm happy to hear that if I put a little bit of the coconut oil on and put a little, you know, a little pineapple leaf behind my head, I can call myself pina colada and go out for the day.
There you go.
Coconut oil. Why is it getting such a bad rap now? And should we listen to it? Or is it just a bunch of, you know, angry, toxic manufacturers trying to take something away, that trying to go after something that's taken away their business?
Yeah, I actually did extensive research on this for a paper that I did when I was still in school. I think the popularity of the coconut oil is causing, I'll call it havoc, because it has so many health benefits to it. The people are starting to use the coconut oil instead of going towards, you know, other means of, you know, things like diabetes. You know, I have a brother who has diabetes. I tell him to take at least 3 tablespoons of coconut oil a day. It lowers your diabetes. It also lowers cholesterol. It's very good for your skin. It nourishes your joints. And yes, all of these healthy things that now that they're saying, you know, don't use, is coming out because people are going towards these alternative things and, you know, they don't like it. You know, another thing with the coconut oil, as with anything else, you know, they're trying to again, brainwash people thinking, all right, it's no good. You know, every couple of years they come out with, all right, coffee is no good for you. And then they say coffee is good for you, or this product isn't good for you, and that product. And then come to find out, you know, eggs are good for you now. So it's, you got to kind of look outside of what they're saying. Do the research is what I basically tell people. Because, again, I did extensive research. I use, again, organic, unrefined coconut oil, and that's the only ones that you should be using. If they're finding any issues with coconut oil, it's probably the oils that are not organic and the oils that are refined.
Yeah, don't go buy a bottle of coconut oil off of Walmart that's, you know, you look at it and coconut oil is the last ingredients and there's 15 ingredients before it, none of which you can pronounce.
If you
there is an old saying, I don't know if you agree with it or not, but you know, if you can't pronounce it and there's more than 5 ingredients in a label, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
Correct. You should be able to understand what you're putting in your system.
Okay. So, coconut oil is good for joints. It's good for skin care.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Now, when you say diabetes, my husband is a type 1 diabetic. So he's been diabetic since he has been 12. Would coconut oil be as effective for him or not? Because it's, you know, it's almost like type 1, 2 type diabetes have the same results, but they have it's almost like a different animal, which I didn't fully understand until I married somebody with type 1 diabetes.
they are actually different animals, because type 1 is when your body's not really making enough insulin, whereas type 2, your body's making the insulin, it's just your cells are not letting it in to release the glucose. I haven't looked too much into what coconut oil does with type 1. I probably wouldn't have 3 tablespoons a day, but I'm sure a tablespoon a day wouldn't hurt.
Okay. Well, I will keep that in mind. I do my oil pulling with coconut oil for my teeth. It's my preferred oil for oil pulling. And then I usually will take a thing. Now, I just said something that some of my listeners may not be familiar with, but it sounds like you're familiar with. Do you want to explain to my listeners what oil pulling is? Is it something that you think is good? Do you do it? Do you believe in it? Would you recommend it?
I do. I do it every morning. I actually do it with a little bit of oregano essential oil, because oregano essential oil is a natural antibiotic and it kills bacteria. Basically, what oil pulling is you put the coconut oil in your mouth. You swish it around for 5 to 20 minutes. It depends on you know, the person and how long they can stand it in their mouth. It does get pretty thick because there's a lot of bacteria in the mouth. It's one of actually the dirtiest places when it comes to bacteria. But it pulls all that bacteria out, and it's also detoxing not only your cells in your mouth, but pulling it out from other cells as well. Oil pulling is one of the best things that you can do for your teeth, and you can brush with it as well. You can make toothpaste, you can make deodorant, there's a multitude of things that you can do with coconut oil.
You can, you know, take the used shell and make drums out of it and take it to a drumming circle.
There you go. You know, if it's hard enough, yes. You know, in the winter, it does, you know, make it into a solid. So, yes, if, you know, you can make some noise with it, I guess.
Well, no, I said the shell. You know, you want to use all the parts, right? Not just the oil. You know, you take the oil out, you eat the meat, and then you know, either you take the coconut shells and do a Sailor Jerry outfit for Halloween, or you know, use them as drums. I mean, you know, no waste.
That's right. Nope, none at all. In fact, you can grind those shells down and put it in your smoothies.
Interesting. Now, what kind of benefit does grinding a coconut shell down and put it in your smoothie? I mean, I would think fiber, but what are the other benefits of doing that?
Mm-hmm. It's fiber. Again, it's also part of the coconut, and all parts of the coconut is good for you. So, yes, the fiber is one. Putting it in your smoothies, it helps with the digestive system. And, you know, as it goes through, it cleans out the kidneys and, you know, goes out through the uterus and cleans that out, and the bladder and the bladder as well.
Okay. I'm sure you do the same thing I do, which is you buy your coconut oil in the jar. None of us are going out and buying coconuts and making our own oil. I don't think so.
No, actually, I buy it by the gallon. So.
Yeah. But I'll have to go get a coconut and grind it up, because I really think my uterus needs to be cleaned out. I think it's really clogged, so I think that would be helpful.
Well, you know, if you have one, I would suggest using it.
Okay, so it's all hype. All of this stuff that's coming out that's saying how useless and bad coconut oil is, it's just mainstream not wanting us to get healthy and have products that they can't control or prescribe or trademark.
Correct.
My next question for you is, in about 3 minutes, we get our last commercial and then we have our last segment. But we've talked about the sun, the benefits of the sun. We've talked about natural suntan. I like the idea of the oregano, by the way. I don't do my oil pulling with oregano, but I have oregano oil. So that's interesting. So thank you, because I'm going to add that to my regime, my regimen, my regime. Sound like a dictator. My regimen.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's good too, is if you have like, yeah, it's good for, like, if you have like abscesses or sores or, and stuff in your mouth as well.
Okay.
And helps prevent it.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is out there in our last couple of minutes before our break, and then we move into our last segment? Dr. Jody, what else is out there that somebody can easily, simply get, as long as they get a good, decent quality of it, you know, don't get the pretend version, but do you think doesn't get enough recognition for how beneficial it is, that if people were to put it in their household, add it into their daily routine or whatever, could make a real difference in their health? Who's another unsung
essential
hero?
Oils are,
go ahead.
Yes, the essential oils are getting big. A lot of people, as long as they're a good quality grade essential oil, then it's very beneficial to you. A lot of people will go to a Walmart and pick up an essential oil there and think that, you know, they can have, you know, ingest it and everything else. And that is very, very dangerous. So a lot of the times I will tell people, you know, that, you know, have stomach issues, I'll have them, you know, go to the doTERRA and get like a Digestin and have only like 2 drops in water. And that will help ease their, you know, stomach issues. You can't, like, again, you can't go to a Walmart or CVS or Walgreens or any, you know, Home Goods, those places, and get your essential oils. You have to make sure they're good quality, great essential oils. And the good thing I like about doTERRA is they have a supplemental little list on, excuse me, on their bottle, so they can tell you whether you can ingest them or not. So I stress the importance of not ingesting oils unless they're a good quality, grade oil.
Yeah, and that's the sound of our music. We're going to be back. I'm going to add to that when we come back, and then we're going to see what you think is going on in the world that's a load of crap, Dr. Jody. Right here on the Dr. Kevin Show on Om Times.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. A new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. Here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to challenge everything and everyone, and we're here every Thursday night from 6 to 7 live. It is a call-in show, so you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Be part of the conversation. If you don't speak up, speak out, take action, then you don't get to complain about the condition of the world because you're contributing to it by your lack of inaction. Tonight's guest is holistic practitioner, master herbalist, nutrition consultant, naturopath, Dr. Jody McDonald. You can find out more about her at www.natureswayholistichealth.com. And you can also come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Read about her, click through to her website, or you can leave questions if you're listening to this after the fact. And you said, I would have loved to have known the answer to this. If you post it, I will get in contact with Dr. Jody, or she can check on the page herself and tag her in the comment section. And she will be more than happy to answer your, she'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Dr. Jody, you still there for me?
I am.
Oh, good. So we were talking about essential oils. Love essential oils. I've been working with essential oils for over 25 years. And in fact, working as a medical intuitive, sometimes I will create blends that help with something that's going on in their system, as well as working with supplements and homeopathics and energy work and the spiritual coaching and counseling that I do. So there's always a nice blend. You brought up a very good point, and I want to reiterate that not only is it buying just the essential oil, because there are food grade essential oils. There are a few different companies out there that have great quality oils. You mentioned doTERRA. Which is fine. You know, there's also Young Living. There is a couple of other companies out there. I get all my stuff through a company called New Sun. But there are companies out there, but there are few and far between. There are a lot more wannabe companies than actual. So make sure you do your research. Make sure if you're going to get into essential oils, that, you know, go with the guidance with somebody that, you know, has worked with them for a while, like Dr. Jody or myself, either one. I mean, we don't care. It's about making sure that there's somebody who can guide you, because there's a lot of things you can do, and it's a great way to help facilitate both healing and preventative health care. One of the things that also happens a lot of times, which people don't realize, that I wanted to mention, is people try to get their aromatherapy through candles. And a lot of the aromatherapy candles that you buy out there, if you buy them at the local Yolk and Joke store, the local big box store, the Walmart, the whatever, what it is it's actually petroleum oil with scent. So you're actually smelling car fumes that smell good. And you think, oh, well, that smells pretty, but your body actually registers it like you're snorting your tailpipe while your car is running. And I'm making this as graphic as possible, because don't cheap out and think that, oh, you know, I'm a little stressed, so I'm going to go get this pretty lavender candle. Well, this one is $20 because it's made with real essential oils, and this one is $2.99. Mm-hmm. Well, they're both lavender. I'm going to get the $2.99. Not only is it not going to create the peace that you want it to, it can actually cause problems depending on if you have any sensitivities with, you know, inhalation type set, you know, things. So back me up, Dr. Jody, right? True?
Yes. Yes. Correct. You know, and things like, you know, even like Airwick now is coming out with the essential oil liquid things that you plug into the wall. Stay away from those. Those are just as dangerous. Again, make sure, you know, you can get your own diffuser. You can diffuse them yourself. You know, aromatherapy is a great thing if you know how to do it the correct way. You know, put it on a tissue. You can put it up to your nose. You know, try and stay away from all those toxic chemicals and the toxic candles and the toxic incense and all that stuff.
Absolutely. So thank you for bringing that up. I just wanted to do that little dance. I've done it on my show before, but not for a while. And, you know, a lot of people out there wonder why when they pick it up off the box store shelf, it doesn't help. And then it makes people who really know what's going on look like they don't know because, well, I bought that candle. I got 3 for $5. Why wasn't I healed?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not about, not just about the scent. You know, you got to think of the other things that, you know, the chemicals that are in it. You know, and you like that wick, all those, that flame, all those chemicals are going right up into the air.
So, okay, great. So this is our last segment, and this is where I like to ask my guest, what load of crap is going on in the world that you would like to expose as a load of crap?
A load of crap. The pharmaceutical companies. Complete load of crap. You see on TV now, it's almost every commercial. I find myself yelling at the TV more now than I ever have. You know, the commercials, you know, let's say you have eczema and they have this cream on it and you get all the side effects are the reason why you're on the cream in the first place. I mean, yeah. And, you know, all the side effects are worse than what the symptoms are. It's a complete load of crap as far as I'm concerned. You know, people only hear like the first part, oh, this can help you. And then all of a sudden they stop listening. And then they go to their doctors and say, is this right for me? And of course the doctor's going to go, sure, yes, because all they know about the drug is what the pharmaceutical representative has talked to them about. The representative isn't going to tell them the negative effects. He's not going to tell them that, you know, it's a bad product. He's going to say, yes, give these to your clients. You know, we'll give you an incentive if you prescribe these to your clients. And it's just a load of crap. It's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Well, boy, are you on the right show. Because I peeve out on this on a semi-regular basis. It's nice that my audience gets to listen to somebody else and not think that I'm a lone nutcase in the nut jar. And, you know, one of the things that I find most sad or most disturbing about the whole thing is the fact that we allow doctors to get continuing ed credits from pharmaceutical reps who present things about new medications. And
right.
That sometimes that's the only continuing ed credits they get. And if Washington wasn't bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical lobby, they would have years ago passed a bill that said, no, these are not allowable continuing ed credits. You need to actually go take a class. Mm-hmm. You need to take a class by somebody who's not going to make money if you're doing whatever they are. That's going to be an even balanced, full representation of what goes on if you're talking about a drug. And you should be taking classes in other things anyways. Not all your continuing ed credits should be drug related. That in of itself is...
I agree.
Go ahead. Yeah, is one of our problems. So... That being said, you know, the really sad part, because I don't know whether you remember or not, Dr. Jody and I worked out at the same place, but I think we only ever met like twice, was it? I think we actually crossed paths. I know we worked at the center.
Yeah, twice or three times.
Yeah, two or three times.
Yeah, and something like that.
Yeah. But, you know, I do a lot of work with the ADD and the ADHD. And I would send parents back with information about the drugs that their kids were saying that they go back and tell their doctor, and their doctor at first would deny it or say, no, that's not true. And then they'd look it up and they'd say, you're right. And I'm like, you're prescribing things and I know the side effects better than you do. I know what to look for better than you do. You didn't know that about this drug and you're prescribing it to 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it aggravates me. Yes, I just, ugh.
And then on the other side of the coin, if you have an MD that gets into alternatives, like Dr. Rashid Buttar down in North Carolina, who fought for 5 years to keep his MD because he was having success with alternatives, and not a single patient complained, but the fellow doctors complained because he was getting results and they weren't, and he wasn't using medication, and they tried to take his MD license away for that, for malpractice of medicine, because he wouldn't prescribe pills. So I don't know if you've ever met. He's a very fascinating man.
Yeah, no, I've actually heard that from my own doctor. You know, once I actually haven't been to a doctor in 5 years. I treat myself now. But the last doctor I did go to, she labeled me as a diabetic, and she's like, "Here, take this medication." And I looked, and I says, "No, I'm going to do this. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to take some herbs." You know, and she's like, "Okay." She's like, "But I can't recommend that for you because I will lose my medical license."
Yep. And it's very sad, and it's very sad, you know, and at the beginning of the show, we started the talk with, we need to speak out in politics. And one of the reasons that we need to speak out in politics is because of just this, because we need to speak out all the places where we get bullied, shamed, suppressed into doing what benefits the people that are making money in this country off keeping us sick, keeping our mouths shut, keeping us apathetic, keeping us dumb, keeping us drugged up. There are people that make millions of dollars off keeping us on what I call the, you know, if you eat the standard American diet and follow the standard American thought process, then you will end up with the standard American diseases. It's almost guaranteed. They set you up to be a lifetime client by the time you're in your 50s.
Correct. And actually, we are the actual sickest country, and we're supposed to have the best health care.
Oh, well, you know, we have a lot of very scary numbers, education, health, inmates. I mean, you look at the numbers, and the numbers say that we are a country that is in desperate need of an overhaul. And is showing the signs of a terminal illness if we don't turn things around as a country. I really believe that, which is why, you know, at the beginning I was like, but we have to speak out. We have to notice. We have to do something, because if we don't, we're going to be victimized by it. Did you ever run across the story about all the doctors that got killed, all the natural doctors that got killed that were doing success work with cancer?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes, I think, and I've also heard they have to move. They have to move, you know, their practices. You know, say like the Gerson Institute, and I know there's another one somewhere down near Mexico, that they have to practice down there because it's illegal to cure cancer in this country.
Yep. It's too much of a profit center. It makes too much money. And so the fact that we tolerate that, you know, we need to make a difference. We need to stand out. So before we do run out of time, which is probably going to be in about 90 seconds to 2 minutes, depending, what else would you like to share with the listeners out there, that something that you think could help them be having a better life?
I think people just need to pay attention to labels. Make sure you understand what it is you're putting into your body. If you can't read it or you don't understand what it is, don't ingest it. You know, you can have your fried foods every once in a while. Just don't have it all the time. Just try and eat as healthy as you possibly can. I know that there are times that, you know, you just can't do that, you know, but you're on traveling or you're on vacation and there's just not the good enough food available, but do the best that you can, you know. Walk every day, get your lymphatic system moving, because that's what cleans out your body and makes it healthy, you know, helps keep things moving along. You know, look into alternative therapies, talk to people that, you know, can help you in a more natural way.
Okay, so this is Dr. Jody McDonald. She is a naturopath. She is a certified herbalist. She is a holistic health practitioner, master herbalist, excuse me, nutrition consultant. And her website is naturewayholistichealth.com. Again, that's all one, like you spell one word, www.natureswayholistichealth.com. You believe a natural state of health by providing an educated approach to the body. So come to the website, come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and you can see the information about her. You can click her website. You can click onto her website. You can leave a comment or question for her if you're listening to this as a replay. If you could change one thing that's going on in the U.S. right now, Dr. Jody, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. I would like to change the perception of the people of this country. Wake up. You know, that's pretty much what I try and stress out there. Wake up. Ask questions, you know. Do things that are good for your body. Don't listen to everybody and that's going to tell you to take this and take that, and it's going to destroy your body.
Okay. Do you think that, you know, sometimes people say, you know, why do people blah, blah, blah? And one of the things I like to say, and we're just, and that's our sound, we're going to be out of time, is sometimes people don't know the questions to ask. Dr. Jody McDonald, thank you for coming. And we'll see you next week
for having me
on the Dr. Kevin Show.